San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan wants to use money from the city's 2020 Measure E tax on real estate transfers above $2 million to fund a program for small, temporary housing units for the homeless and supportive services. He says more permanent affordable housing projects can take years.
The longer we leave people to languish on the streets, the more that their condition is likely to deteriorate and for behavioral health challenges to get worse.
The city council voted last year to use 75% of Measure E dollars to fund affordable housing. Mahan wants to use a total of about $88 million in old and new Measure E funds this year. Mahan said the city's existing short-term supportive housing programs have been successful in getting people off the streets, and he'd like to see that expanded.
We've seen over 70% remain housed. We've seen a majority graduate to permanent housing, even without a big increase in new affordable housing. And we know we need more affordable housing, but we have a more immediate humanitarian crisis on our streets today.
Unlike shelters, these small units provide lockable private space with a bathroom and on-site case management to help people get and stay off the streets. Mahan said his proposal also calls for funding for parking sites for people who live in their RVs, vans, and cars. The city council is expected to take the proposal up Tuesday as part of its budget debate. The mayor's plan has its critics. Critics say the shelters aren't real housing and take funding away from permanent, affordable housing initiatives. Jen Loving is with Destination Home, a San Jose nonprofit homeless advocacy group.
We support more short-term options, and we absolutely support permanent housing. And I think as the mayor of the 10th largest city in America, he should figure out how to do both and not take from one vulnerable pot and shift it to another.
But Mayor Mahan says there's plenty of money available for both.
Of the $106 million in unallocated Measure E funds, fully half, $53 million, remain committed to ensuring that we can fund the entire pipeline of previously approved projects that in aggregate will deliver over 500 units of affordable housing.
Meanwhile, South Bay State Senator Dave Cortese is touting his bill that would provide a $1,000 guaranteed income for 5 months to homeless students leaving high school. Cortese told reporters over Zoom that more than 270,000 California public school students lack stable housing.
Why are we graduating up to 15,000 kids into homelessness every year? Let's break the cycle of poverty. Let's extend help while people are young and thinking about their future, and they have the energy and optimism to get into a good college or career and turn things around.
Cortese said the money could be the difference between an at-risk young person being able to attend college, a job training course, or start a career, and homelessness. Celine Chandler is a former unhoused student who came to San Jose after high school after being accepted to San Jose State, but she lost her housing due to a lack of funds.
I slept outside among strangers until I was able to live in the dorms. But when the dorms closed for winter break, I slept outside for a month in the cold and rain. I got pneumonia and almost died. I did not have medical insurance to pay for ER bills. My grades suffered because I missed the first 2 weeks of class while I was recovering.
Chandler said the 3 years following her freshman year at San Jose State University were marked by housing instability.
If I had been given the basic living stipend under SB 333, it would have been enough money to keep me off the streets.
SB 333 is currently in the Senate Appropriations Committee awaiting action. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.